We left off on the two dots, four lines up from the bottom of page Gimel on the base. Tanya, we're in the middle of figuring out how it is that we could see in the Torah that the meaning of ayin tachas ayin isn't to be taken literally, but it's to be understood as payment. So we've had some luck so far, being able to have some drushes. And we saw that there was a Gemara Shava, we're going to ask the Lashon of Hakor, how Hakor works, and other approaches which we had problems with. Today we have some other approaches. Tanya Rebbe just said, is it on there? When it says ayin tahat ayin, it means mamon, it's money. Hakomer mamon ayin ela ayin mamash. How do you know it doesn't mean to take out the guy's eye? Well, how could it mean that? If we're meant to be literal, why don't we go all the way? Let's say that. Literal. An eye for an eye. How about an eye with a 5-millimeter cornea for an eye with 4-millimeter cornea? I mean, that's not an eye for an eye, is it? What do we do? Here can we carry the eye in tachat eye? What are you going to say? Okay, you're right. In that case, we don't have an eye available for an eye. So in those cases, you can say money. The Torah says all judgments are supposed to be the same. So how do you get, when in some cases the guy pays, some cases he loses his eye, it depends how they even up. I mean, you might as well be real fundamentalist. Mishpat Hashem Elokucha. Wait a second. Even a fundamentalist understands the meaning of an eye is not a certain amount of jelly. An eye means the ability to see. What's the difference whether it's what the size of the cornea is? Can he see or can't he see? So maybe what it means is if you damage someone's sense of sight, the shokamineinu will take away the equivalent of his sense of sight. And why isn't that going to make perfect sense? Given our shokamineinu. It's Nuhura. He took away Nuhura from this guy, took away sight, light. So it's Nuhura on Rav Anish Kominei. So too did the Torah say light, take it away from him. The Elote Mahakam, if it doesn't mean that, then how do you understand the din of Nefesh Tachat Nefesh? I mean, let's say a light for a light. Okay, well, let's be fundamentalist. Okay, so a person who weighs 90 pounds kills a guy who weighs 300 pounds. I mean, we can't take a life for a life, and they're not really the same life, are they? Or vice versa. How could we kill this guy? It has to be a similar mishpat for all. This is not similar. It's unfair. This guy's bulk of 300 pounds, you're going to take just for murdering a guy who weighs 90 pounds weekly? I mean, for heaven's sake, if you put the two in the back of the comic books, you look like a different world. There's the before and there's the after. So therefore, how are we going to explain that? Ela, nishama shakil, minei nishama, marachmana nishomine. Obviously, this guy, if we're talking about, took someone's life. And we're saying, take the murderer's life. We're not saying take away the bolt. It's going to go over with the eye. Obviously, that's the meaning even on those fundamentalist level. So therefore, that's the case. If you can understand it as meaning the Shema Shachamineh, the Shema Rachmaneh, the Shomineh, you say exactly the same thing about the eye. As you know, we know Rosh Hashanah. It took away sight. Nurama Rachmaneh, the Shomineh. So the Torah, take away sight. So that just doesn't prove anything. Tanya Ida, his mother, wrote with Shema Bayachai. Ayin Tachat Ayin means money. How do we know that it doesn't mean literally the eye? Forget about big eyes and little eyes. So the guy's blind. A guy who's blind blinds someone. How are you going to take it out? How about a guy who is lame makes someone lame? A guy who doesn't have any hands cuts off a guy's hand. How are you going to be Makayim? All of these things, yad tachat yad, regel tachat regel, tehechani mekayim bezayin tachat ayin. So what are you going to say? In Atarama mishpat echad yelaka. You're not going to be able to say that this is similar to all people. It's not to all people. This guy doesn't have an arm. This guy doesn't have a hand. Mishpat echad elekufa. Well, why is that such a problem? I mean, can't we say that if it's impossible then it's impossible, like anything else. And I said, we could say, after. Well, what do you mean? But it cannot be punished. We lack the means to punish him. So therefore what? That's a violation of Mishpat HaShaveh L'Kulchem. And it's very common that we have such a situation. For instance, you have a guy who's a traitor. Now, traitor means he has something wrong with his body. He's one of the things that will cause him to die. And therefore, if he now kills, and we have witnesses that come along and they say, this guy murdered, we still can't judge him. Because the witnesses themselves, if they found out that they ate him zamanim, we won't kill them, because it's not any worse than killing a traitor. If you kill a traitor, you're puzzled. So they turn out to be Edim Shiatayachol Azimam. You can't do anything to these witnesses by finding out that they were lying and that they weren't even there at the place that they claim. In which case, they're not useful agents. So therefore, we should say, no one can ever be judged for murder. Because, after all, Mishpat HaShaveh L'Kulchem has to be judgment that is the same for all. Same for all, when you can apply it. If you can't apply it, don't apply it at all. We're not going to give alternatives. But for whomever is included in the concept of our ability to carry out justice, we do apply it equally to all. So therefore, it's no different than it is in this case over here. The same thing. If you don't agree that you do not need to be able to apply justice at all times, it's just that when you apply it, it has to be applied in a similar way. If you won't agree to that, so what are you going to do about the fact that a trait for shaharagat hashalem? What happens when a trait for person murders a regular individual? What are you going to do then? What happened to that b'shtach of nafash? You can't do anything to him if you can't have witnesses. Hey, Allah, you're going to tell me so. So if that's the case, you can say exactly the same thing over here about Ayin Tachat Ayin. So fine, so this guy's blind, so we won't do Ayin Tachat Ayin. What's the tragedy? You can't prove from there that Ayin Tachat Ayin has to mean something other than what it says. Let's try something else. The Debei Rabbi Shmuel Tana. The Debei Rabbi Shmuel said, let's attempt a different approach over here. It's very simple. It says, Kasher Yitain Mum Ba'adam. Kain Minat. King Bo. By the way, note again, past the voice of the Meshachah will point it out yesterday. So, King Yinatain. What does Nitina mean? What do you mean Nitina? Isn't Nitina mean to give something to a person? Well, what do you give? You give something into his hand. You can't give him the wound, can you? So when you say you give him, ain't Nitina. I'm almost a gift on somebody something, you'd be giving him money. Oh yeah, huh? And the first words in the prophet, Kasher Yitain Mumba Adam Kain Yinatain Lo. That doesn't really mean that you wounded him. It means you gave him money. What are you talking about? The very same prophet uses the word giving, meaning you give him a smack in the nose. Well, why could you give that to? So Kasher Yitain Mumba Adam, so what are you going to say? Afinami Momanu, the first part of the prophet God is referring to Momanu. Well, what does this Debei Rabbi Shmuel mean? No. The Debei Rabbi Shmuel, I'm not saying that every time it uses the word natan, or natain, that it means money. They're saying in this particular case, the whole pasuk seems to be unnecessary. They're dashing a kroya teira. Yes. See, it says anyway, and it's in the pasuk before this one. Kasher asah, king ye aser lo. Right? That's how it begins. The thing. Then it goes on. The next one, Shever Tachat Shaver, Ayin Tachat Ayin, Shein Tachat Shein, Kasher Yitain Mum Ba'adam, Kein Yinatain Bo. Completely redundant. Why do we need to have Kein Yinatain Bo? We just have Kein Yatain Bo. So therefore, that's what he's analyzing. He says that the meaning therefore is Mifkseh that says just before Ish Yitain Mum Ba'amito Kasher Asa Kein Yatain Bo. So Kein Yinatain Bo Lamali, what do I need those extra words for in the next pasuk? Shema Mina Mamon. Therefore, it comes to tell us that it's referring to Mamon. So then what do we need to think about Kasher Yitain Mum Ba'adam? That's again redundant. If you said first, and you're saying it's all one thing, and that the last piece is redundant. So you said, Kasher Asar Kein Yatain Bo, then you go through the list, okay? Shabbat and so on. And then you start again. Asher Yitain Mum, Kenyatembo. What do you need that first? That second part for Kashin Yipen Mumba Adam. Just say. You're continuing the original thing. Just say. Kenyatembo. Globally. I did a boy miss up Kenyatembo because of Nami Kashin Yipen Mumba Adam. I mean, that's not so bad because, I mean, when it wants to use the same language for Kenyatembo as it said Kashira saw Kenyatembo. So therefore, it introduces it with the words of Asher, Akasher, Yitain, Mumba, Adam. So they read Ikiya, they try a different approach. They say, you know, all of you have been really upset with the cooking in Emor, really. I mean, we're just talking about the comparison. We started off the comparison of Maka Dehema and Maka Adam, and that's how we've been looking the whole time. We've been looking essentially over there. But why don't we change our focus and read a completely different marker, which is in Shoftim, which talks about the element of Asisa Mokasher Zomam, and there we also have the meaning of Ayin, Ba'ayin, and so on. So why don't we say, let's learn it, Yad B'Yad. Now, I must say that this is really fooling us a little bit, because it doesn't say yad the yad, it says ayin the ayin, shame the shame, yad the yad, regal the regal. That indeed says an eye for an eye, a hand for a hand, yad the yad, not yad tachat yad, but yad the yad. And there we're talking about kasher zama. And the eight comes along, he lies, asikam lo kasher zama. Do to him what he wanted to do to the other guy. Now, in that case, the whole concept is a little bit strange, because we'll never have a case where an aid domain was made on somebody to take out a suit. I mean, there is no such punishment. The witness can never come into court in such a way that he would be hired to take out a guy's suit. Right? There's no such thing in a court. So there, let's look at it straight out. I mean, when it says yad be yad, it's talking about a davar hanitan, yad be yad. It's got to mean something over there, right? Means that you have to give him, so they were made on a yad. And so they said, so-and-so caused damage to cut off this guy's hand. So yad be yad, let them give something over from their hand into his hand. Oh yeah, huh? When it says regal for regal, it means that's the whole of it, their toes and hand it to the toes. And when it says iron for iron, that means held the money in your eye and sticking it to the other guy's eye. I mean, what kind of way of learning the Portuguese is that? Does it remind you of mama? Fine, let me ask her, regal for regal, mommy? You going to say the same thing off of you? No, what they're doing is they're pointing out the whole Portuguese is meaningless as stated. Look, it says Vatikan Loka Sherza Mam Latot Lachis, right? So now if you're telling me they will get exactly the same punishment. Okay, you said that. And what's the point of saying that the other? It's a meaningless statement. Dilemma. Therefore, each one of these things has to mean something. If I'll dash in all of them, Yad Yad comes to tell me that it's mum. Okay, rego berego, I maybe don't have anything to explain it, but maybe because it says yad yad, because the chiddush says rego berego, maybe somebody has an explanation for rego berego. But it certainly is not going to define what it is that these Adam did, because it doesn't even make sense in that case. There's no such case. The words are redundant. We don't need examples of a clear-cut statement that was said before Kasher Zaman. So therefore, we're dashing what we can, and that's yad yad. Abaye Omer. Abaye says, look, I tell you, it's a whole different approach. Why don't we learn it from the Tana Devei Pistia? Now, the Tana Devei Pistia say, hey, what's everybody running around? We've got Emor, we've got Shoftim, let's go to Mishpatim. After all, Mishpatim is where the Torah introduces the ideas of Tashmon. So then we have the case of the guys that are fighting, and they bump into the woman, and then she loses her blood oath, and then if there is a song, if there's not a song, and all things. So over there, the Tanavetiskia there points out, it says over there, that we have Ima song yeh, and a tapa nefesh tachat nefesh. Okay, we have ayin tachat ayin, shein tachat shein, the whole opening yah tachat yah, regal tachat regal. So now, the Tanavetiskia says, let's take a look at Mishpatim. I said it says ayin tachat ayin, it means Nefesh. But that means that they're two separate issues. You don't have a nefesh and a mind in tachat mind. You have to carefully distinguish between nefesh tachat nefesh, which is one pasuk, imatzon yevan atat nefesh tachat nefesh, and then you have ayin tachat ayin as a separate thing. Now, if you're going to tell me that we're supposed to understand ayin tachat ayin meaning literally son of diamonds and eye loses an eye, then isn't it possible that if we poke out this guy's eye, we end up killing him? I mean, isn't that specifically telling him? Take these damages to make sure that each one exists in a set unto itself. There can't be any risk to a man's life in applying the ayin tachat ayin, in which case he's got to mean mamon, because if it really means an operation, how do you know that he's not going to die under the knife? Because in a nishkakas ayin, v'nefesh tachat ayin, the body of the evil, when he was sitting there operating on his eye, not the great instrument, then he died. So, what the question is that? I mean, what it means is we give the guy a medical examination, we see whether he's capable of standing up to the operation. If he is, so then we give it to him. If he's not, we don't give it to him. And if he dies, so then he's working it out. I mean, we did our best. Who said we've got to make absolute certainty? He doesn't buy any. We can, on the end, we'll have him assessed medically. He must be mekabel if his body can handle it. Avdinan, we'll take out his eye. Bilo must be mekabel, and if he can't, then he can't, the assessment says, look, this guy's got a weak heart, he can't do this to us. So then, lo avdinan, then we won't do it. The avdinan, the must be mekabel, the avdinan, they have enough, like Ruchet. And if indeed we assess that he is capable of tolerating the removal of his eye, and we remove his eye, and the guy drops dead, he might be able to let him drop dead. And then that's not our business, that's an honest. I mean, we certainly have an equivalent in by Malka. The Torah says you have to give the guy punishment by giving him lashes. Now, how do you know when we're giving him lashes? Not everybody can take lashes. Give him lashes, they'll die. Okay, so there, what is in the halakha? If you look, I'm giving Malka, come to room. If we assess that he was capable, and we will actually tailor the payment according to the assessment. If we assess the body as being very weak, he could tolerate 3 lashes, not 39 lashes. We'll give him 3 lashes. And then if anyway he dies, so what can you do? I mean, we assessed him, we did it correctly, things happen. So the guy dies. Why should it be any different Brian Tapa dying than giving the guy lashes? So that's not a good mind. Reb Zvid brings Uriah Mishmedelam. Omar Kro, Tetsa Tachat Potsa. Now when it says, the whole list over there, also in Mishpatim, where we have Tviya Tachat Tviya, Tetsa Tachat Potsa, Chabura Tachat Chabura. Now that Potsa, Tetsa Tachat Potsa, is to tell me that if there is Tsar, and I'm also paying for nezek, so I damaged the man, but I've also hurt the man. So that is Makayat Ritain Tsar B'Mokam Nezek. You have to separately pay for Tsar. Notice the case of the Mishnah was talking about a Tsar without any damages. Because let's say the guy took a hot spit and put it on his fingernail. And that really hurts. That doesn't cause any damage. And you can see. So when it says that's a different din. That's a din where I'm going to cut off his hand. Right? You say, yeah. Alright, so there's also that's a. Now, I have damaged somebody's hand. I damaged his hand. So now, maybe I shouldn't have to take that. Because I'm already paying for the whole hand. So Marshmallow says you have to assess that separately. It's cutting off the hand with anesthesia, and it's cutting off the hand the way you cut off the hand without anesthesia, and that difference is stopped.
We learn that.
That we learn from Tetsa Tachat Potsa. We'll get to that a little later. Don't worry about it right now. So, what's important to us, says Rava, is if you mean that Tetsa Tachat Potsa means literally, we will do to you what you did to the other guy. So you cut off his hand, we'll cut off your hand. So then the same thing would be true about Tetsa Tachat Potsa. You gave the guy a fist in the nose, broke his nose, and now he suffered, he also has a broken nose. We will give you exactly the same thing. We'll break your nose, but you're also going to suffer. So in the Tetzah Tachat Potsa, which is tsar, is by definition included in the nether. What would be the point of saying there's two separate issues over here? There's the damage and there's the pain. If we're going to bash you in the nose, you're going to have to pay anyway. So why do we have to measure it separately? Oh, okay, that's true. So let's see inside. These are kind of mamish. There's the ethical idea. Hi. How do you like Sarah? So I know. I'm saying if the tsar is for getting punched in the nose, so the other guy who did it, when he gets punched in the nose, will also suffer the punch in the nose. I mean, remember, because now we're assuming, if it means literally, you want to be fundamentalist, these are penalties. They're not compensations. I mean, obviously it doesn't do me any good to have you suffer. I want the money for my suffering. Right? So, okay, but if this is, now we're understanding it in a very fundamentalist way. So what's the guy suffer? So he did suffer. So if you want my question, but that's not a question. There's always differences in pain thresholds. The only you can use the funky, it's like Sarah said. You can use the loma factor, and what's like Sarah? I mean, what are you going to talk about? The boxer, and here comes the boxer who carries a reminder of every time they've been right. So that guy who gets another sock in the nose, big deal. I mean, he gets a sock in the nose every day. And here the guy who socks him in the nose is this poor little 90-pound weakling. When you sock him in the nose, he's not going to be happy. Or vice versa. So therefore, the nafkamina will be, but that's a tachatpasa. They said, look, ask the baby. You've got to give him the difference. The amount in between the value of this, the pain of this guy suffering and the pain of this guy suffering. Rav Papa tries another approach. Rav Papa is great about Rama. How about Rafua?
What about if the
camera cut
off anesthesia, but
you're paying
afterwards?
Okay, but that's included. That's machmata makas, as we said. Something with machmata makas included. Rav Papa Mishmei, the Rav Amar, Omar Krav, Verapo Yerapte. How about learning it from the Chiyuv of Ripoy? Now, Ripoy, this tells us, paying Rifu'ah B'Makom Nezek, that you will pay for a doctor even though you've paid for the Nezek. Now, again, if you're telling me it doesn't mean payment, but it means literally, so what's the point of mentioning that there's also the element of Rifu'ah? When they cut off your hand, you're going to need a doctor too. So by definition, the moment you tell me that you're going to cut off the guy's hand, you don't have to tell me, and let him suffer the doctor bill. Yeah, well, obviously, he's going to need a doctor. I mean, the same way, what do you need to tell me that he suffered for it? And suffering, we answer to the doctor bill. He hates the high boy house, the high boy house. The same guy, same way that the damagee requires a doctor for what I did to him, the damager is going to require a doctor for what we do to him. So I don't need to say that. Why? Obviously, there's people who need doctors more than other people. The only you could have thought be so high, you could also be so high. People have very rapid recovery rates, and people have very slow recovery rates. So the nafkamina will be, again, make up the difference. So that's not a right. Ravashi says, I'll give you a right. Why don't we simply understand the meaning of tahat? What is the difference then to know this extra pasuk that there's tashlum and refuah to give the difference in the value of the refuah? The other first guy required a lot of doctor bills, this guy has a lot of doctor bills and he'll have to pay. That's different. Rav Ashi says the word tahat can be understood from the context of the pasuk itself as a gzereshah. It says ayin tachat ayin. Okay, and that's been our whole problem. What do we do? Ayin tachat ayin. Well, it also says shalem yishalem shor tachat ashor. So, if it says shor tachat ashor, clearly as shalem yishalem pay it, then that means that tachat in the sense of replacement is payment. And if that's the case, then the word tachat, malahalan mamon, afkan mamon. So tachat means payment. Hold on a second. That's not the only tachat that it says. I mean, instead of learning it, my chazita, the alata tachat tachat mishor, instead of learning the word tachat from the way that it's used in Mishpatim about the damages of a shor, why don't we learn tachat from the way it's used by Adam, where it says, vinatata nefesh tachat nefesh, in the case of Adam Ramazikim Ason Yeh, by the case of the pregnant woman, for she's killed. Vinatata nefesh tachat nefesh. So, but there means that he's high of a death penalty. So the word tachat can also mean literally. Nefesh tachat nefesh. So maybe ayin tachat ayin.
You don't
know which one? You don't know which one? You don't know the word. So how do you know not to learn from? And if that case, if that's the case, then on the contrary, tachat is telling me that ayin tachat ayin is to be taken literally. Well, I mean, it makes much more sense, doesn't it, to learn out the binim of nezikin, damages from damages. So the damages of another mamazi can pay zayin tachadayin from the damages of a shore. That you shalim mishalim shore tachad ashore. And it makes much more sense from being done in nezikin in mitah. They're going to learn out the binim of nezikin from capital cases, somebody murdered. Well, as we said before, have a lot, which is the opposite. Isn't it more reasonable to learn out payments as they're applied to Adam from dinim that are applied to Adam rather than to learn Adam out of Behema? Danim Adam Yadam, Behem Danim Adam Yadamah. So the only mention of Tachat by an Adam, the other mention of Tachat is Nefesh Tachat Nefesh, which means literally. So then that's the thing to use for Ayin Tachat Ayin as well. Elam Ravashi, okay, very good. But how about if I find you an Adam Hamazik, not an Adam Harotea? Let's take a look at Tachat over there. How about Mitachat Asher Ina? Over there it says that he has to pay for rape. So he has to pay Lavi Amarach, Amishim Kesa. So if that's the case, it says Tachat Asher Ina. There, it means clearly payment for spirit, Amishim Kesa. So we learn out Tachat from Tachat, which is Adam from Adam and the Zikin from the Zikin, and therefore we now know that Ayin Tachat Ayin is the same as Tachat Asher Ina. Mono. Tanya Reb Eliezer on there, shockingly, Reb Eliezer says, Ayin Tachat Ayin is to be taken literally. Mamash. What? Mamash Tachat Ayin? What are you talking about? Reb Eliezer, let you call on me tonight, but Reb Eliezer doesn't have the Kabbalah from Sinai Yehov. Most of them already have made the mistake. Oh, my Rabbi, no. He means literally in the sense of that we don't create a metaphorical analog by a non-realistic situation. You're saying, analyze what he's worth on the market. No, it means literally. Not what he's worth on the market, because he's for sale on the market. So, ain't coming out so bad. It means we don't put him on the market. There's a bias, so what do you mean? And we don't pay anything then if that's the case. And you're telling me, no, don't put him on the market. What other evaluation is there? If you're telling me, be realistic. Well, I'm trying to be realistic. So how do I evaluate it without the ability to sell market value? It makes no sense. Oh, come on. You say, not like an Evid. Be realistic. Okay. Something like a Ben Korah. Ben Korah doesn't have to me at all. Now, Lamar Vash, the meaning is brilliant. It means literal in the sense that when you're not paying his eye. You're paying your eye. And what Torah is saying is, you deserve to have your eye removed. Just like it says by a shore. You own a shore, you didn't take care of it. So the owner shall die. But if he pays in kofar, in shatalav, he can redeem his life. Okay, so here too. Ayin tachadayin, redeem your eye. Pay the guy the value, not of his eye. You'll never be able to replace his eye. But pay the value of your eye. Because you deserve to lose your eye. Now, there was a case of a chamra. Now, remember that a chamra can mean, in Hebrew, either a chamor.
Wouldn't that be the same? Isn't it the cloud thing? Someone who has two eyes and
there's... No, first of all, one guy is a master painter. The damager may be a master painter. What's his eye? Sure. So now, a chamra can mean either a donkey or a donkey driver. Right? So now a chamra, to cut the yad al-yanuka, it was a chamra that cut off a baby's hand, and the father sues. And how can a father sue? Because a father is essentially an apotropos. He's a legal guardian, and he has been an apotropos for a child. So he comes to the court, he comes to the Pope of Hashem. So he says, okay, the baby, then it's our ba'ad varim, which we assume means, since it's a baby, you don't include busha, because it can't be mabayah. So Amalei Rava, so Rava said, why only four? Vanam Kamishatnam. And I happen to know that the case here is that the child was old enough to suffer embarrassment. Amalei, no. I didn't mean that. I knew that he suffered embarrassment. I was saying, besides Mezik, which is obvious, no matter what the situation is, he's hired to pay the other Arba'ah Dvarim as well. So Abaya keeps up on the side. And we're talking about a donkey? Donkeys don't pay Hamisha Dvarim. Donkeys pay the Sharmah. The Sharmah pays only Nezek for Chamor. The Chamor in the Mechamel Nezek. Oh! He doesn't say so. He said a Chamor. I thought it was a Chamor driver. Okay, so Zilu Shomulo Nitzke. Go estimate the damage. So they said, well, what do you mean estimate the damage? How can you estimate the damage? We have to estimate it as an effort. Well, ka'avda boil in the shani. Yes, exactly. Zilu shemu ka'avda. So take the child and put him on the market and find out what he's worth. Omulah, good in Lucas. So the father who was suing said that forget about it. This is crazy. I'm not going to take my child. I'm bad enough. I have to come to court. I'm going to take my child not to be assessed on a slave market. Lo beina, the zilu beina. And I don't want my kids to be putting things close to that. So the Prophet said to him, that's not up to you. This is, your child owns this money. You're only an agent of your child. You can't decide that you don't like the idea of putting in the slave market and therefore forget about the money. It's his money. It's his bank account, not your bank account. So you can't hook from a chayat to Levi Yanuka. If you're going to cancel this case, then you, sir, are the one that's going to be responsible. Amal, who said, fine, I accept responsibility. Look, he got him a fashion on the DVD. When he's old enough to have his own bank account, I commit myself to paying full damage. I just don't want to get close to that. I was sure. There's a discussion about how to, actually, I'm going to talk about in what happened with Bob except his commitment and the ability to be, somehow delivered to the court. Trust in his own child, but it was a trust upon him.
How would the damage be assessed as the greatest potential demand? The thing you would have had a demand to make money, for instance? Like,
because there's only one way to give a market evaluation of that. Because maybe he'll drop that tomorrow. Let me look at that. How do we add it all? Possibilities. But the market has possibilities. Beautiful possibilities. Take a look in modern terms. Take a look at the actuarial table. But what do you mean, maybe? Maybe. You want to talk about money? I'm an insurance company. I'll tell you precisely what this person is worth, down to the last penny. That's all. You'll tell me, yeah, but you play the odds. That's right. The market plays the odds, and that's what defines the value. So it's the only way of assessing the guy, right? Now, there's another case of a show. That was Olaz Yadidi and Nukin. The shore chews up a child's hand. They come to Rava. Rava says, okay, then, let's find out what the boy is worth on the market as a slave. So Yoshai Muka Abda on the life, they told Rava, I thought, Hamar Hubiyama Kalanishun Kabin Govina Tobibaba. I thought you were the one who said that any type of damage that needs to be assessed in this fashion is not paid in bubble, because the court can't assess this type of thing in bubble, because they're not smuchim. Now we'll get into all the discussion of what kind of things you can do in bubble in a minute. Now you're the one who says that you can't collect a payment, and this is an unrealistic payment. The guy, the kid is not for sale on the market. Omar LaRusso, or Rava said, I didn't say that we should collect the money. But Rosricha, the Ipah, we do need to assess the money now, because this guy may, in the end, the father can come along and grab money from the owner of the shark. Or grab the shark, I'm saying. It's a question of whether you can collect more than the shark. But in any event, if he does that, tomorrow, a week from now, they're going to come back and counter sue. and say, this kid's father stole the shark. And what am I going to do then? If he would self-make the money, he has the right to keep the money. Because the fact that we don't don the din just means that we don't collect it. But if the guy goes ahead and takes it himself, we don't take it away from him. Then they'd have to go there to throw and sue and so on and so forth. We're not involved. But I have to know how much it's worth. I mean, if I don't know how much it's worth, maybe the guy should steal. Maybe it was $100 worth of damage and he stole a $500 shark. So I need to define now what it is because of what may be coming later. By the way, this is my book for showing. This is how Rashi learns. That etup, that means some other time, maybe. But others learn that the case is a case in which he had the dope, but we will not make an assessment for the possibility that someone will be dope. And this is Rabba Latanya. This is Rabba Lashitato, where Rabba says, Mitke shor b'shor v'nitke shor b'adam govinat v'bavah. The nezik of a shor, whether caused by a shor or caused by a human, is collected in bavah. But nizke adam v'adam, the nizke adam v'shor, the nizakim is given to a human, whether the nizakim were caused by another human or were caused by an animal, in govina to bevala, we will not collect that in bava. Now, why is this true? I don't understand. My son, nizke adam v'adam, nizke adam v'shor v'lok. Why is it that you, Rabba, say that you cannot collect in bava damages caused to another, whether they're caused by another Adam or by a shark? I mean, undoubtedly, because it says, Ad Elohim Yavod Varshneyeh. And the meaning of Elohim is always Elohim, not just any old judge. And an Elohim has to be someone empowered by God, so to speak. And the only one empowered by God is someone who received Mircha from Moshe Rabbeinu, or a direct line from Moshe Rabbeinu. And above all, nobody has that Mircha. We don't give Mircha outside of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, there's no way for the judges to be able to adjudicate such a case, right? Well, it's exactly the same thing about Mitzvah Shor B'Shor and Shor B'Adam. They both appear in the same parasha in Mishpatim. So not the Elohim, you know. We need Elohim there. It's all the same. It mentions all of these different parashas. You have Kiri Bunan Hashim is Adam Ba'adam. Bichigat Shor is now Shor. And on the end of the whole parasha, it says Ad Elohim Yavod Vashlehem, which means that it's going back on the whole thing, which means you need Mokim, you need Smokim, and we don't have that in Bava, and therefore, so how do you distinguish between one and the other? Elamaish not Shor B'Shor B'Shor B'Adam. To explain, I mean, what is your logic? Why? And we agree with you. Why are we allowed, in fact, to adjudicate such cases in Bava, where a shor is damaged, whether it's damaged by a shor, whether it's damaged by an adam? I'll tell you why. Because even though we don't have Elohim in Bava, the way that we work in practical terms to have a court system outside of Bava is that the court in Eretz Yisrael appoints agents for them. So we do the shlichut of the Beis Din in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore it's viewed as if we're simply giving the data to that Beis Din, and our stock is their stock. That's how it works. So the shlichut has Avdina, okay? And that's the same din that we have about Hoda'ot and Halva'ot. We made a halacha, and that was because of a takana shalotino delet b'snei lovin. We made a halacha that things that also normally, dine mominus, in which where people take loans and we have arguments about loans, and there's Elgar and other benikvahs, and all of these in Yonim, were also with Elohim. So we were mitakein, and if we don't set up a functioning court system, we're not going to be able to have a society. Who's going to lend anybody money if he can't go to court to collect? He's got to move to Israel in order to collect. He's just off. I mean, that's impossible. So therefore, we created a system whereby we do shlichut. But if that's the case, why all of a sudden is the one thing that gets left out of this system is damages of an Adam? That whether an Adam was damaged by another Adam or an Adam was damaged by a shark, you claim that we can't collect. Why not? Why can't we do the deviations of the coordinates of the world in exactly the same way that we are agents when it comes to monetary issues that need to be contractual elements that need to be adjudicated? Says Rav, I'll tell you why. Because it can't be in Shlichutayim, but neither the Kimotagabe. the meat of the loaf, in on the gutting, law of the unshlichu tayo. What I'm saying is that there's a difference between things that have a clear-cut value. Now, you're talking about contractual issues. The contract says $571.36. That was the cost, and the guy didn't pay. So the fact that we were made shluchim to deal with issues that have clear-cut denomination, evaluation, that's it. But to give us the leeway to make these estimates, we're also going to create the measurement of the value of what the damage was. That was never given. What do you mean? Why was it never given? A shor b'shor and shor b'adam also, we don't know what the value is until we estimate the value. So not asking Monday Gabay. Why do we know more than that? We don't know. You know, walk into the court. Do we have any idea of what it is? Okay. I mean, the solution is very simple. Hello, folks, Khadi, Echinizabni, Turbishuka. All right, all it means is, all right, so let the Bezdin be much clearer for themselves to go to a marketplace, find a similar shore, and see how much it's worth, and then find a shore according to the level of broken shore, and find out how much it's worth, subtract the difference, and now you know. So you can do exactly the same thing with another. Adam Bodham also. Or other Bishonami. Pope of the Ethan is bound in the Bishuka. Go out to the slave market and figure it out. Besides that, this can't be the criteria, the clarity of the denomination. Because we know, let's say, CAFO. Now, CAFO very clear, how much? You stole $100. Now you can pay back $200. Okay. So why can't we collect not? That's it. So yet we can
set a set amount.
You're saying the criteria is set amount. That can't be the only criteria.
So let's get this.
The knots of all the criteria has to be mama. So it has to be mama. Okay, fine. So Adam ba'Adam is mama. So why can't we do the shlichus? Well, actually, kikav de shlichus tayv the milta de shchicha. Adam ba'Adam lo shchicha lo abdin and shlichus tayv. That we should have a case in which an Adam damages an Adam to this extent. That's not common. That we should have a difference of perception. That's the state of honor. Slave market. I mean, I can't get somebody hit somebody or something. That can happen all the time. Somebody wounds him, he cuts off his hand. I mean, how often do we have that kind of thing? When we make kakonas, we make kakonas for common situations, not for uncommon situations. Boshes and gum is a common situation. I mean, rape, and then it's very common. Well, why don't we do the shlichut for boshes and gum? Well, who says we don't? I'm a Yochanani. We do. Rav Papa was Agve Arba Meir Zuzi Laboshet. Didn't Rav Papa collect in Kutzlars and Baba 400 zuz, which was a sort of set amount that had been determined for doing little things that were embarrassing, like smacking a guy, things like that, or pulling his hair or whatever. So he collected that. Yeah. Yeah, but we don't hold a Rav Papa. You know the famous story. They refused to send a message. It's a Rav Nachman asking how to assess something, and Rav Nachman sent him back. Kisa, Knasik Amadvita Babel, what's wrong with you? You're collecting Knas in Babel? Now, Tosis points out over here, and this is very important in terms of our understanding of Rambam Sheet as well. We aren't really talking about Knas, because he was talking about these are actual payments. Why are they Knas? But anything in which there's no monetary loss is called a knas in these terms. That's the point. You don't lose any money for the guy pulling your hair, right? Okay, so therefore you're saying, but what about the busha? But that's not a loss. That's from figuring out compensation, perhaps. But compensation for a non-loss is itself, in a sense, a penalty. Because we can't really compensate. It's only where there's a certain amount of money that was lost. Otherwise, if, for all intents and purposes, it might as well be called a knot. In which case, all of these damages and things, I mean, you're not really going to be sold as an asset. and you're not really going to suffer any loss for your embarrassment or your pain. That's what we're calling kenas in these terms. Okay, fine. So I changed my criteria, all right? Let's put it this way. It's a little bit more complex. We can act as agents of the courts in Eretz Yisrael if we have two things. First of all, it's common, it's shechita. And second of all, there is an actual financial loss and damage caused. Or, alternatively, since the whole point of here is the structure of a workable society outside of the mumcha Elohim. So therefore we say like this, if it's not a common situation, we'll live with it. And if money hasn't really been lost, we'll live with it also. You can get along, it's a shame, but we'll live with it. Boshet. So therefore, when you talked about assessing Boshet, okay, Boshet, you're right, it's shvicha, but there's no kisar and kis. Therefore, lo abdina, shvich l'tayim. Everything works out. Yeah, except that you just had Rava saying that shor b'shor, we are collecting in Bavo, but adam b'shor, we're not collecting in Bavo. But is that true? Shor b'shor, government of Bavo, do we indeed collect damages of a shor by a shor in Bavo? Didn't Rava say shor shizik engo vina oto b'Bavo? If a shor damages, we can't collect it in Bavo. Now, shor damages who? Does it mind? Yilein the azik adam. If it means a shor that damages an adam, I mean, what do you mean a shor? Even an adam that damages an adam, you can't collect in Bavo. So that isn't what it could have meant. Elapshit is azik shor. What it must have said, what Rava meant was, we don't collect damages of a shor, even a shor that's azik a shor. Angel in a tov of Bavo. Now, how do you explain that? Well, I'm a husband, the tam, hocha, the muah. Wait. A tam, yes, I understand. A tam, we don't collect because a tam, you're not paying the. And first of all, there's two reasons. I mean, first of all, maybe tam is a knas. Some old cutting is a knas. We don't collect knas, but we already saw that. And then if you don't hold that, by the very definition of it being a tam, it's also unusual, isn't it? I mean, that's what makes it a tam, is that it was unusual. So why should we collect for a tam? If the time is unusual. My same thing. The muah, where we have neither of those problems. We have, it's not a knas, it's a real loss, and it's not unusual anymore, but harayat the muah. So, we would do it. Everything works out fine. Yeah, it works out fine, except for one minor issue. So, I'm a rather a muah bavah. There's no way to make it a muah because you couldn't judge it as a time. So, how did it ever become a muah? Well, that's not a problem. Maybe somebody had a shor that became a muad in Eretz Yisrael and moved to Bava. So it was the Yayin Hasam, I should have Hasam. Yeah. And how often does that happen? So that itself is a milsim lo shvicha. I mean, if the whole point is that we're looking for reasonable, normal cases, it's not reasonable, normal cases, a milsim lo shvicha. I thought you said milsim lo shvicha, amad lo avinash livutayu. I thought you said we don't do a shvicha in this issue. Okay, so maybe the case was we had a visiting court coming to Bava who were smoking. They heard the edus against the shor, made it a muad, and now they left behind the muad in Bava. So us Rabban, us Yidah. Yeah, okay, that's wonderful. But so musical shrifi is still unlikely to happen. So forget it. This is not going to work. Okay, fine. So you know what? When Robert said you can collect, he wasn't referring to Karen. You're right. No way to collect Karen. He was referring to Shane Varego. Shane Varego are muadim at Tzilatan. Over there, we're not to go through. We're talking about muad, meaning they were muad the whole time, the whole way. And that's what we're talking about. So how do you get over here as a case? I mean, a Shane Varego should not include. How do we get a Shane that is mazik another shor? I mean, shors don't eat shor. They're not carnivorous. I mean, that's no problem. The shor had an itch. And this big lumbering shor goes and rubs its back, which we said before is shame, rubs its back against its friend, and it was going, ow, stop, ow! Right? And it just keeps going. It finally crushes the life out of him. I mean, so that's a shame. So what's the problem? The regal's obvious. Just walk over him when he's, you know, taking a nap or something. Or pushes him as they walk from side by side. So those kind of things rubble would collect. Maybe we ought to, but we're going to have a horrible time on Shabbos also. We got a rough time. We got a rough time coming up here. This is about perfect. We're not going to finish at 7:30. So what are we doing?
Seven.
Are we going to have anybody at 7?
Seven?
We could do soon, actually.
Is it going to be at the distance?
Next.
7:15?
Well, we're considering Charles Phillips, if anybody is interested.
You can do both. I can host it, but I need everybody to participate.
You can participate financially or participate physically?
I would bring a big stuff for that.
What do you have on the road?
Not by the road? Uh-huh.
Going to the
morning. Right, so that's not, I don't know. It's too complicated. So let's try 7:15. Come on.
Yeah.
You won't be finished? Will you be finished? Yeah, you. No problem.
Should we try for 7:15?
Let's try. You are very bad. Oh, we have to be Modia to open. Or else we have to be that's much more difficult.
Ever since my
wife
is
over coffee. Are you
the only
one? Huh? You
have
a tea on you? I have a tea on
me, but I don't want to call
it up on. So you're going to have anybody at home that's sent the tea over with, or will you send somebody over with? No.